It's Thursday, April 11th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Statewide tornado drills are this afternoon and evening. A driver faces fleeing and drug possession charges after a high-speed chase in Dunn County. Donald Trump calls for the removal of the state's top elections official, and grant money is available for affordable housing. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Statewide tornado drills are scheduled for today in Wisconsin. Ted Ahlen has the alert.
The drills are slated to start at 1:45 p.m. and 6:45 p.m. During those times, schools, businesses, and people at home are encouraged to head to their nearest tornado shelter as if an actual tornado warning was in effect. The National Weather Service will also send weather radio alerts, and communities may also test their outdoor warning sirens. If there's a threat of severe weather Thursday, the drills will be postponed until Friday. The Weather Service confirmed 21 tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin last year. This week is Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A high-speed pursuit across Dunn County Tuesday morning ended with a man in custody facing felony drug charges. The Dunn County Sheriff's Office said 47-year-old Roosevelt D. Gills of Chicago was charged for fleeing from police, recklessly endangering safety, and for possessing THC, cocaine, heroin, and fentanyl. The chase began on Highway 12 when a state trooper attempted to pull over Gill's vehicle. The vehicle fled towards Elk Mound, reaching speeds of 107 miles per hour, and police called off the chase for traffic safety. The vehicle evaded spike strips twice, drove recklessly and in the wrong direction through a construction zone, and continued to speed. Police picked up the chase again as the vehicle neared and entered Menominee, eventually pinning it in, stopping it. No property damage or injuries were reported. The Dunn County Sheriff's Office asked anyone who saw the reckless driver to report it on an online witness statement form at DunnCountySheriff.com. Click on Resources and reference case D24-580. The trial of a Minnesota man charged with fatally stabbing a teenager and wounding four others in summer 2022 on the Apple River in western Wisconsin is now in the hands of jurors. The defense told jurors that 54-year-old Nicolay Mew was outnumbered in a chaotic confrontation with a large group.
They pounce. They punch him. They push him. They slap him. They hit him again. They choke him from all directions. And Nick acts in self-defense.
Under Wisconsin law, Mew had no duty to retreat from his assailants. The prosecution maintained he was the aggressor. Mew has pled not guilty to all counts in St. Croix County Court. Former President Donald Trump wants Wisconsin's elections administrator removed. Bob Haig tells us more.
Trump called for the firing of Megan Wolf during a Tuesday call-in to the regular Joe show on WTAQ Green Bay.
Well, I've heard so much about Megan Wolf, and it's like unanimous. She shouldn't be there.
Trump repeated false claims about his 2020 loss to Joe Biden and said Republicans need to remove Wolf.
That Robin Voss and Reince Priebus would do something. They're very good friends, so I don't know why they're not doing something.
Voss has declined to impeach Wolf. Priebus, a former Trump's chief of staff who's currently working on this summer's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, would have no role in removing Wolf from office. A Wisconsin Elections Commission spokesman declined comment. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
New grant funding is available for affordable housing in Wisconsin. Raymond Newbert takes a look.
The grants are offered by the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. Working families are struggling to find places to live as property values continue to rise. $525 million is being made available for developers and construction companies willing to renovate downtown properties and convert commercial space to residential. Apply online at WHEDA.com. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.